This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
There will never be another. When you talk about his obsession for greatness, I don't know that there's going to be anybody that will be able to match that. And it's reflected in his commitment to be at his best. He's a top competitor. There's no other way to explain how a guy can lead the league in completions and be third in passing yards at age 45 season. I had the privilege of playing against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And the one thing that I can say about him as a player is that his dominant trait is not something that you can see. In a game that's obsessed with measurables and physical dominant traits, Tom Brady's dominant traits is his competitive toughness.
The Michael K. Show.
We're told that we have to walk away. We don't get a chance to make that decision for ourselves.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Yep. Welcome back to the show. He was deep with whatever was going on.
Yeah, I need to know what you were doing.
Was that an adult film?
No, I was watching a skit from when Eddie Murphy returned to Saturday Night Live in 1984. A skit called White Like Me.
Oh, I don't remember it.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I should rewatch this.
Yeah, right. I was really locked in.
The show gets in the way sometimes, I guess, right?
Well, talk to Peter. He certainly knows.
See, that's not right. I didn't do that. Was I ready now, Don?
You were.
So
sitting in my seat, prepared.
You're ready once, Dapper, and that I'm supposed to forget everything else? It's time for the Knicks recap brought to you by Jack Pocket. So I'm going to start out with the negative because, you know, people accuse me of that anyway. So here we go. Are you kidding me? The Knicks and the Lakers are playing on national television on TNT. The Garden is jammed. It is a celebrity magnet. Everybody that's anybody
right.
is there.
It's a bacchanal.
It's a bacchanal of basketball. Michael J. Fox is there. Michael B. Well, Jordan be there.
Be there?
Pete Davidson.
Emily Ratajkowski?
No, Emily Ratajkowski was not there. She and Peter, it's not a thing.
It's really unfortunate.
Daniel Jones signed a football and threw it into the crowd. It was a party. It was a day to celebrate, a night to celebrate. Mrs. Greeny was there.
That's right, Stacey Greenberg.
Ty Butler was there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because
he's a big Laker.
Yeah. And they wore alternate uniforms.
I hate that. I hate it.
I don't hate the Knicks black uniform. I'm not a fuddy-duddy. I think it's a sharp-looking uni. But the Knicks and the Lakers, you can't give me the 1969, the 1973 uniforms. You can't give me the blue Knicks and the yellow Laker uniform. You can't give me the white Knick uniform and then the purple. You can't do that, can't you? You can't be Wilt Chamberlain and Willis Reed. No, you can't do that. You got to sell some cheap fakakta jerseys. Did you see the jerseys that the Lakers were wearing? A throwback to when they were the Minneapolis Lakers. White with light blue lettering. It was a joke.
Come on.
What are you doing? And then the Knicks are wearing their black uniforms, and the court has the black logo on it. It's the Knicks and the Lakers.
Can't you sell what you're
all about?
I'm so with you. I hate when they do this with all the sports. You know, hockey's got the reverse retros, and, you know, Rangers aren't very good in theirs. And some of them are good. Most of them are ugly. But there's certain matchups that you don't want to see Rangers Islanders and it be the reverse retros. Like, there's certain matchups. It's an original six matchup. You don't want to see the reverse retros. You get Knicks Lakers. You don't want to see that. It's a natural rivalry. Even the Celtic Laker game on Saturday, Peter, the Celtics wore the black jerseys. Like, come on, man. That's a great rivalry. Lakers Celtics, Magic Bird, go with the uniforms that are classic.
I don't get it.
Listen, I don't care about this as much as you guys do.
Well, you should.
But I feel like the Lakers could have easily just worn the... If the Knicks wanted to wear their black and orange.
Right.
I don't have an issue with that. Because honestly, the black and orange to me, guys, still looks like the Knicks. But why... The Lakers should have just gone with their regular white jerseys. White, purple, gold.
They're trying to sell uniforms. It's on national television.
But it looks like the Knicks are playing UCLA.
You had no idea who was playing. If you walked in there and you had been like, you know... on another planet for the last 20 years, you go, what did they change teams? These teams exist?
You should be able to turn on a game and know who's playing. and not have to be told who's playing. And that happens at the NBA all the time. And on national television, I know you're trying to sell jerseys, but you're flipping around and you want to stop on a game. And I would think that if you're a casual sports fan, Knicks, Lakers is something you want to stop on and say, oh, I want to see that. You may not know when you first turn it on who's playing.
Now, listen, there are going to be people out there who believe you guys sound like this.
Get off my lawn.
No, no. See, I'm going to refuse that retort. Refuse it.
But I don't think it's true in this case. I'm not as upset about it as you guys are, but I went to the Nets game recently. I sat down, and it took me about a minute. I was looking around and looking at the court and going, did I mistakenly not go to a Nets game? Did I get tickets to like some college? And then I was like, oh, they're both wearing alternates. I don't know what these jerseys are.
Listen, and I am all aboard. Everything's a business. Everything's trying to make money. Do it another time. Not when the Knicks and the Lakers, two of the iconic franchises in the NBA, and you're wearing clown uniforms.
The Lakers look like the Nuggets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they kind of look like. Yeah, it's not a get off my lawn. It's not every opinion has to be that way when we're trying to kick it old school. I'm sorry. Sports has kind of always been about honoring its history in some way, shape, or form. Lakers, Knicks, that's a thing. It's more of a thing back then than it is now. It's not the only reason it's a thing, Peter, is because of what happened in the past. So honor it by wearing the right uniforms.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's that big of a deal. You're right at the end of the day. But there's certain games peddle your wares other places, not on national television when you've got like a distinct rivalry between these two teams. Same for the Celtics. Why wear the black jerseys?
I hate all the Celtics also.
Swing and a miss by the NBA. Really, I'm sorry. Swing and a miss. You had an opportunity to highlight two of the iconic, and their regular uniforms are iconic. They're great. The Lakers purple and gold is beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I don't have great eyesight reading anymore. But I have pretty good eyesight from distance. So where I was sitting yesterday in the ESPN suite, you had a squint to see who had the ball for the Lakers. I mean, the Knicks you could see, but the Lakers, it was light blue numbers on a white. It was terrible.
Now, I get in trouble for this all the time.
Don't get in trouble.
But I want to defend myself.
All right.
When, as an announcer, you complain about being able to see the numbers. As it being a my problem. I think it's a problem for the audience.
Absolutely.
They want me to identify the players. If you're watching the game on television, you want to be able to identify the players. Hockey does it all the time. I'm way up high and way to the right at the Panther game down in Sunrise, Florida. They had like a blue-on-blue jersey with the numbers dark blue. I couldn't tell who was playing. The Lightning had this like retro 90s jersey where it looked like the numbers were spray-painted on, so the numbers didn't actually look like numbers. Like, I gotta call the game. There's like, oh, poor Don, can't call. But I'm doing it for a reason. Doesn't the audience want to identify the players?
Yeah, how about the people that are watching, that are actually there? I mean, they can't. If Don can't identify it, they can't. God. I couldn't identify the Laker jerseys.
We're bearing the lead, though.
How the Knicks played.
Well, and specifically, Jalen Brunson has 37 points last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing great.
Mm-hmm.
And he's clearly, let's be real, the star of this team. He is the one player on this team that you can legitimately picture being a part of something really special. Wouldn't we all agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not saying Randall couldn't be a third guy on the team like that. Maybe even a second guy on the right team. But Brunson is a level up. On that last possession, guys, I don't understand why Brunson's inbounding the ball. Right? But Don, you have over 3 seconds left. Kind of an eternity in basketball. When the double team comes to Randall, he's immediately doubled. Why doesn't he look to kick it back to Brunson for a wide open three? Instead, I like Randall. I really do. I think he's a good player. He's not the guy I want with the ball at the end of the game. He forces it all the time. And last night was a classic force. And you knew what was going to happen when they went to overtime. This team is as bad a clutch team as there is in the NBA.
Well, here is Thibodeau on the last play of regulation.
There's three options on that play, and so they have to read the defense. LeBron was on Jalen, and Davis was on Julius. Depending on what they're doing, it can go either way. So there's options on that play. That's why it's set up the way it is.
Well, the option that they chose didn't work because Randall didn't even get a shot off.
No, he got a shot blocked.
And when it was released, the clock had expired already. So you knew they were going to lose in overtime. But here's my take on yesterday's game. LeBron didn't play great in the first half. He had 9 points. He ended up with a triple-double, his first triple-double of the year. I think it's the oldest any player ever got a triple-double.
Really?
Wow. I thought I read that today.
I guess Kareem, I guess
he wasn't
he wouldn't have gotten an assist.
He might have never had triple
double. And he wouldn't have gotten double digit blocks.
The Knicks are built to frustrate. They're built to frustrate. And I know this bothers Knicks fans when I say it. They are built to frustrate you. They do not have the incredible superstar talent that's going to take over a game at the end, like LeBron took over the game at the end and Anthony Davis took over the game at the end. Julius Randle is a heck of a player, and he might be an all-star, and he has been an all-star before. He scores in the first three quarters. Fourth quarter, it's kind of a different story. You kind of really get tighten your defense on him. He's not the same player as he's in the first and the third, first, second, and third quarters. R.J. Barrett, to me, is a huge disappointment. He's the third pick in the draft. The first two guys in that draft are seminal talents. R.J.'s not. RJ's a nice player. Now, everybody's going to call in, and you have the right to give your opinion. That's what the show's about. And they'll say, well, give him time. He's, you know, he just signed a four-year big money contract. He's got to be better than this. He's got to be better than this that he's not sitting for the last 6.5 minutes of a game that you really want to win, a game on national television against the Lakers. He sat, quickly played. Quickly played 39 minutes. And now quickly played well. But what are the Knicks, everybody? That's what I want you to know. Everybody was celebrating when they beat the Celtics. What happened since then? They lost to the Nets, and then they lost to the Lakers. And the Lakers are not the Lakers. They're not a great team. Lakers got completely destroyed by the Nets. Now, of course, LeBron and AD didn't play on Monday, but that's the team that they are. Last night, the Knicks, they got to be better than that, man. They've got to be better than that, and I don't think they can be. They are what their record says they are. They're not a great team. They will not beat any team in a best-of-seven series, any team that's going to make the playoffs. I just can't see it. They don't have the dominant force that's going to take over a game. And because of his size, he is really strong. Jalen Brunson, it's hard for a guy that size to take over a game. Now, it can be done. Allen Iverson did it. But Jalen Brunson is a really thick, strong point guard. And he gets the job done. He had a great game yesterday. He didn't get a chance to take the last shot. He says all the right things. He does the right things. He played the game the right way. But Julius Randle, really good. Excellent player, not a superstar. Jalen Brunson, excellent player, not a superstar. RJ Barrett, he's not an excellent player right now. He's a good player. And you're paying him to be an excellent player. He was the third pick in the draft. The guy selected before him, John Morant, is transcendent. And then Zion Williamson, when he's healthy, is transcendent. R.J. Barrett is a huge drop-off from those two. Huge.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to make of the Knicks other than that they frustrate you. They make you fall in love. It's the Al Pacino line from Godfather 3. Just when you thought you're out, they pull you back in. They pull you back in when they beat the Celtics the way they did. Wow. They go to Boston, they beat the Celtics. Now, Marcus Smart was out, but that's part of the NBA. And they beat the Celtics. Then they get slapped around by the Nets for no reason. Didn't even play hard. They even admitted they didn't have the energy. And then yesterday they had nobody to take over the game at the end. And one of their prime players doesn't even play the final 6.5 minutes.
And this goes back years, Michael, because even in 13, when they won the 54 games and they made it to the second round, remember we're taking calls. Oh, they can beat the Heat because they beat them 3 out of 4 times in the regular season. Like, they do that. There are times. I remember when the Spurs were huge. They went to San Antonio, beat the Spurs not long ago when the Spurs were good. That's what average teams do. They frustrate you. They win big games and they'll lose awful games. And it is what it is. And it's still disgraceful. What are they now, 2 games under .500 at home?
Yeah. Can't do that.
And I know, listen, they've been great on the road. One of the best teams in the NBA on the road. But it completely balances it out when you're 2 games under .500 in the Mecca. Everybody wants to play at the Garden. How about the Knicks playing at the Garden?
Yeah, I think the Knicks never catch a break because everybody steps up and plays better at the Garden, and the Knicks don't. The Knicks are what they are. So fall in love at your own risk because they are going to break your heart.
You will be hurt.
You'll be hurt. You know that young lady that you wanted to go out with all the time, and you know that there's going to be trouble, and then you end up going out with, but you have to go in knowing I'm going to get crushed.
Mm.
So you take whatever joy you could get and get crushed. Congratulations to Edwin Rivera from North Bergen. He won a $200 Fanatics gift card in the Superbox Bonanza. Congratulations, Edwin. That's the Knicks recap brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is now $653 million. Mega Millions is $20 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. Let's go to the phones. Andre in Elmford. What's up, Andre?
Hi, guys. So I just wanted to chime in about the uniform controversy over here. I mean, I'm 40 years old. I love the Knicks, watched it my whole life. And at first, I kind of felt like you guys did. But then, you know, I'm a teacher and I'm talking to the younger generation. I actually cut the cord a couple years ago. And so I don't have to worry about what I'm watching because it'll show up. You know, you're like Knicks, Lakers. I don't have to worry about clicking on it and not worrying about like who's playing. And the feedback I got from the younger generation who were watching, you know, they were watching clips of it, is that they kind of loved it. So I want to be on your side, but I'm kind of starting to lean the other way. And I wanted to say just now that, you know, I checked that in, are you guys going to double down and say that the NBA is still completely wrong about it? Or maybe are they trying to maybe stay ahead of a curve over here? Thanks much, guys. You guys are there.
They're wrong.
We can only give the opinion of how it affects us. And I think that all leagues have to be careful in trying to capture the young fan. Don't ignore the fan that pays the bills. So the old guy and the old lady on the lawn, they're actually paying all the money for the tickets. And the young fan is probably along for the ride. Yeah, of course the young fan likes the retro, the new jerseys. I get it. I understand. And I said that they did it for money. They did it to sell new jerseys. I understand. It was a bad look for this game. I even said at the start, I like the Knicks black jersey. I think it's a sharp-looking jersey. That was not the night to do it.
And listen, I'm kind of exaggerating when I say they're wrong, just for effect. Nobody is saying we're do away with the third jerseys and the alternate jerseys. It's just certain games, it has to be a rivalry matchup. You can't honor the history just because there's 13-year-olds who dig it. All right, do it when the Kings come to town. Do it when the Nuggets come to town. So I get you want to cultivate that young audience because the 13-year-old eventually is going to be 33 and 43 and buying season tickets and getting his kids into the game. So I understand it. But by that logic, then why retire a number? Like, why did they retire Patrick Ewing's number years ago? Well, there's a whole generation of people didn't see him play. Mm-hmm. You still have to honor your history. And to me, Knicks and Lakers is historic enough. Celtics-Lakers is historic enough that those are the days where you don't wear the alternate jerseys. There's plenty of matchups where you can have them and go to town on it.
If you go into the bathroom in the suite that ESPN has.
Love that bathroom.
Which I did. And the opposite the sink is a George Kalinske, the official photographer of MSG, photo. I think it was from 69 or 73. And it was Wilt Chamberlain outstretched with the ball in his hand trying to get a shot off against Willis Reed. And Willis Reed is wearing a beautiful Knicks blue jersey. And Wilt Chamberlain is wearing the gold jersey of the Lakers. And I kind of got sad in the bathroom. I usually don't get sad in the bathroom.
No, and usually that's a happy place.
And I looked at it, I said, that's what it should be right now. That's what they should be wearing. Instead, we're looking at this garbage. Look at this garbage.
And I don't want to be like stereotype young kids that don't care about the history. I was young once, and I ate up the history.
Right.
I'd ask my dad, like, what was it like then? I wanted to know the history of the league. I thought that was cool. Yeah, there were things that I liked and my dad didn't like, because there's always going to be a generation gap. But I do think the younger audience does appreciate the old school matchups and the history. And would it be so wrong that on those few matchups that you have, that you do honor that history by wearing the uniforms that made it great?
Give us a crumb.
Again, I don't care. It's just not my thing. Even though I would look at it and I go, that's stupid, and keep it moving. But you have like 80, 90% of the schedule. You can wear whatever you want because honestly, they have no history. They don't have a real history with them.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks, you're only talking about a few teams. Sixers, Knicks,
but they probably
Lakers,
look at the games.
Knicks.
They look at the games and go, which ones are getting the most eyeballs? And that's the ones they do.
But that's when they want to go with the weird.
Yeah, because they want to sell them.
With all due respect, like, it's funny. The Lakers have been doing the Minneapolis Lakers blue throwbacks for a while.
Mm-hmm.
well into like back into Kobe's career, they were using those. People barely wear them. People barely buy.
And you're talking about young kids, right? Most young kids don't even know the Lakers started in Minneapolis.
Right, and they may think it's like neat and novel, but like if you're a true Laker fan, for example, everything you associate about the team is purple and gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's the entire, in fact, the Lakers color scheme is so iconic, you don't even need a Lakers logo.
Right.
You could just see the colors and you're like, oh, it could be blank purple and gold and you know who's playing.
Anyway, let's talk about it. Not just the uniforms, but obviously the way the Knicks played. And we have other stuff to talk about.
What's Don's list going to be?
You'll see. And the just quick looking it up, the last triple-double that Kareem had was January 22nd, 82. He was 35 years old.
There you go. Just a pup.
19 points, 10 rebounds, 10 blocks.
Wow. That's an impressive triple-double with blocks instead of assists.
So how old's LeBron now?
39.
Yeah, so.
All right, we'll come back in just a moment. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Crick my neck here to see who I should go to. Why don't you just tell me who's a good call to go to, Anthony, because something's missing and I don't want to give any detail.
Oh, you know what? I have a call screener on my computer.
Oh, you do?
You all do.
Yeah, we all do. Here we go.
You gotta open it up.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to open the phones. I'm going to go to, let's go to Jeffrey in ATL. What up, Jeffrey?
Hey, what's going on, Pete?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Doing great, Don. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Maybe talking to Michael.
Maybe. We're assuming toilet, but continue.
Okay, well, actually, coincidentally, I wanted to call because of Michael because I wanted to talk about how the earlier when the trade didn't happen for Donovan Mitchell and, you know, Michael will always be driving the point about how the Knicks should have made that trade and should have got rid of R.J. Barrett and this and that. You know, I kind of fell into the camp of, you know, it's nice to hold on to RJ, you know, and not make that trade. And yes, I understand how good Donovan Mitchell is, but, you know, I didn't really think how much of a difference it would make. But, you know, I kind of feel like I'm at the point now, though, like I'm not ready to say that I'm ready to give up on RJ Barrett by any means, no. But just like, you know, you definitely can tell that Donovan Mitchell definitely would have been much more of a difference than what we're getting out of RJ. RJ's has been pretty inconsistent, and it's hard to watch. And it's not to say that he's a bad player, but there's just been no really much development or growth.
It is what it is, right? I mean, there's defensive liabilities there, and he's not going to blossom into a star. I think what Knicks fans were hoping last year when they didn't make the deal this offseason was that they were possibly giving up on a potential star that can be that complement to Randall and to Brunson. And right now it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And the other thing I'm tired of hearing, Michael, is, well, Cleveland's only a couple of games better than the Knicks. Why is everything judged on the now? Remember Bryce Harper signed with Philly?
Oh, I know him. I'm familiar.
Right? A couple of 500 seasons, and then they go to the World Series. So how do we know that next year they're not going to be 10 games better than the Knicks? And the year after that, 15 games better than the Knicks? So right now we're judging it on half the season, which there are a couple of games better than the Knicks. How do we know how he'd be here? Michael, the Knicks would be better. And you know what? A handful of games better than they are now avoids the play-in.
It's such an easy, cheap way to say, oh, we don't need Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is transcendent. The Knicks don't have that player. I'm sorry. Knicks fans want to... I was listening to the station driving in yesterday and today, and I heard some fans go, I want this team to grow. I want to see what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? They'll be 500. That's it. They'll lose in the first or second round. They're not, never going to be anything with this team. They know it. The trade deadline is coming up, and I don't know if there's somebody... Anunoby is not the guy. He makes the team better. I would definitely make a trade for him. He's not the guy.
He's not the guy. And the trade's not going to happen because of the agencies.
And you know what? Also, Don, the thing that you do, great transcendent players don't shake loose. They don't shake loose. So I heard today calling into Barton Hahn, a fan said, you know, maybe they can go out and get Devin Booker. No. Why would Phoenix trade Devin Booker? That's why the Donovan Mitchell thing was such an extraordinary chance. Those players don't become available, and they were available. You move heaven and earth to get that player. They didn't do it. Now they got to wait for another player like that to shake loose, and it doesn't happen that often. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Let's go to Jack in Harlem. Jack?
Hello?
Hello, Jack.
Hello, boys. I got a suggestion for what to do with Don LaGreca and his challenge.
Okay.
The dunk tank. If instead of clean water, because he's a hardcore kind of guy, this is New York-based. How about instead of the water, he falls into hot dog water.
Room temperature hot dog water. Dirty dog water.
Yeah. Sabaret, whatever it's called.
Sabret, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the way you think, Jack.
Wait, so what does that mean, water. Though? So you literally
it's kind of disgusting.
But you make cook hot dogs with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, used, but not hot.
I don't know if you're going to be able to find that much of it.
I think that what we could do to really fill Don's need for pain, is to simply put ice cubes in there.
Right, if it's ice water, like the ice water challenge, and that just sits there for a long time, and it's like 30 degrees, no matter how hot it is, that's going to be pretty shocking to fall into that kind of cold water. And that would bother me.
We had a long conversation about this on the morning show today.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Ebro, Laura, and myself talked about it.
About the dunk tank.
Yes, and Ebro immediately
responded. I'm glad we're giving you guys content.
Yeah, well, what you should be glad about is that we're promoting the show on the morning show.
Oh, wow.
Now,
he's not wrong.
Thank you, Don.
Might be a lost cause, my G.
So Ebro appreciated Don's, desire for it to be more than simply water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He thought the ice, though, him and Laura both thought the ice would be, take it to another level.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. And Don could have a stroke going into icy water.
And also, like, everyone who I was talking to, everyone, including our producer, Shawnee, all of us sort of felt Don is taking a little bit for granted how annoying the up and down of the dunk tank will be. You're making it sound like it's not going to be wee all day. Don, the first one, you'll go, oh, that's refreshing.
Well, let me
ask. Then you're going to be annoyed.
So how's it gonna work? Like, how many chances you get?
Hold on, real quick.
I guess you and Michael, if it's me, will be throwing the balls at the target to get me to fall into the dunk tank, right?
Everyone will.
Right, everyone.
Yeah, well, everyone at the party.
But how long does it go? Like, how many? What's the max amount? Because we could be there for an hour and nobody hit the target. Because let's face it, we don't have the most athletic audience. Because I was trying to get somebody to hit me, and we got the biggest guy we can find, and he threw like a 20 mile per hour fastball. Now, love the guy. He's Jimmy Stark's cousin. But he was throwing change-ups. And the guy had muscles on muscles.
We found Tim Wakefield. Now hold on. Right. Ebro's also pointed out...
Ebro's.
...that Don should be in... Or whoever. Could be Michael.
Cookies.
You should be in your skivvies.
Well, yeah, you have to wear a bathing suit, yeah.
So, but like a small bathing suit.
I'm going
to be
in a Speedo a size too small for me.
I will not.
That's
wear
my
a
plan.
I will.
I want to be. We got to do something here, guys.
What is wrong?
Oh, wear scuba gear. Like, I just don't understand why we spend two sizes too small. Well, here's the thing: we're trying to have embarrassment a punishment. We go into it's an 18-week season, all the tension that goes into the picks. It's a sponsor, and we have the lamest punishments.
By the way, in this 18-week season,
why do I have to be the one to think of the show?
You don't think that Peter eating grasshoppers was a tough
punishment?
That
was a good one.
Thank you.
You don't think me having to dye my hair was tough?
No. No, you got nothing. You had a delicious Whopper. You got to walk around Madison Square Garden taking pictures and signing autographs.
Now, Peter,
you got to be 10 years younger than you actually are because you dyed your hair.
You sat here. You know I did not. Enjoy it. Yeah,
I don't know that.
But that's freakish. So
okay, but that's me.
But I still think you were lying. You want to talk about performance art.
Yeah, that was the most
performer. I am a performer.
You are a great performer. Hey, by the way, Anthony, and speaking of the football picks this year, because I don't want Michael to just, you know, Don won't do it, but Michael would kill my joy for winning this year. Was I leading from wire to wire?
No. No, I was leading at the beginning.
What was Anthony, when you had a chance, can you let me know what week I took over? Because that was a hell of a run.
With Fun with Numbers. They listen all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Jarver
Fun with Numbers. Yeah, I wonder what week I took over. I hear what Don's saying, though. I like that Don wants to be in a Speedo. The question I have for you guys is important question, pivotal question, the question.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone handled us getting a dunk tank?
Kind of got lost in the cracks.
So...
Who's this?
Although Carmine from Englewood said he'd ship one up from Florida. And that he got back to me. The reason he asked if I was bringing my kids there,
yeah,
I guess he has a dunk tank. Oh. And he said, I will bring a dunk tank so Charlie can be in the dunk tank if he wants.
Wait, what?
He has access to a dunk tank.
But why would he want to bring one for Charlie?
Because it's fun. Don't you get it? The kids want to do it. That's our punishment because we're lame.
Wait, but he'd bring it where? To Florida? To the?
Yeah, I guess he lives close to Tampa if the kids were going to spring training.
So he was going to pull up to spring training with a dunk tank? Don, are you confused here? I don't get it.
Yeah, he's. I guess he's down in Florida. He's not going to drive it all the way up here, but he can swing by spring training. And if the kids go to the game, they can get in the dunk tank. Because our punishments are stuff the kids do for fun.
But he doesn't. First, I don't agree with the Speedo thing because it's supposed to be punishment for us, not punishment for the people that are there to see him in a Speedo.
I think people would like it. They think it would be funny.
No,
Why don't you just take a knee? You don't know what good is.
Why don't you just tell us, Michael, who you're picking in the Super Bowl? You guys can go opposites, and we can
Eagles
just
3 points.
He's lying. It's not the Eagles. Would you swear on your children that it's the Eagles 3 points?
Well, because things can change. Want me to lock? I'll lock it in.
Lock it
no,
in.
No, don't, Don. Don't lock
Let
it in.
Let him lock it in.
No, do not lock it in because he'll play 4 quarters.
You don't think listen, obviously two sizes too small. What if I just wore a Speedo that fit me?
I think it would be objectionable.
What do you know?
I don't know much. You're right. I don't know much.
How would you look in one?
I think I would look hideous. I would never put a Speedo on.
We just don't know how to have fun.
Yeah,
really.
We don't. Anyway, the New York Islanders have fun. It's their 50th anniversary
season. We're the baseball
of
sports radio.
With celebrations and giveaways all season long at UBS Arena. The ESPN New York wants to make you part of this historic season. Enter to win 2 free tickets. See the Islanders face off against the Kraken at home on February 7th. Just download the ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, and submit your entry. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Be sure to visit NewYorkIslanders.com for new team news, tickets, and more. And catch every Islanders game live on the Islanders stream, heard only on the ESPN New York app.
I tell you, you done with the read?
Yeah.
Phone with Numbers already has the numbers.
Yeah?
So Michael and I were tied. Then Michael took the lead, and Michael had the lead until... Week 7.
That's what I had.
So you've been leading since week 7.
Yeah. So wire to wire is
wire to wire is not quite. You're the Bengals.
So as of week 6,
yeah, a nice little 10-game winning.
As of week 6, it was Michael 20, Don 18, Peter 19. So I was in second place.
Yeah, it's been quite a run for you.
And hold on, here you guys want to know the real beauty that needs to be celebrated.
What's that?
As of week 5, Michael has 17, Don has 14, I have 13. In the following 3 weeks, 6 points, 6 points, 5 points. Just racking points.
So you're getting good information from somebody.
No.
Somebody's giving you picks.
Yeah.
Why can I make picks and it's never me? Why is it only you and Don? Why can't we say that somebody's slipping you picks?
And then the biggest the lead ever got, and here's where it's scary. As of week 16, I had 58.5 to Don's 44.5 and to Michael's 43 before I started pooping the bed and nearly letting this thing get away.
Well, you were in the prevent.
Yeah. You know what? But you know what prevent does?
Prevents you from winning.
That's right.
Peter Rosenberg.
We'll come back in just a moment. Talk more about that. What?
Wait, hold on.
What?
You're going to stops right now?
Yeah.
Wait, can we have 30 seconds first?
For what?
Something very important.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
It's back.
A birthday celebration unlike any other.
The Oreo ice cream cake.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to the Kaster, guys. It's his birthday tomorrow, and we continue the great... Did Andrew Gunling start this tradition?
Yeah,
yes, he did.
He did.
The Gunling cake lives on.
Wow.
Beautiful Oreo cake that Anthony probably had to spend two or three paychecks to get that.
May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live.
Thank you, Dustin. It means more than a cake.
And it's the first. This is the first post-COVID Oreo cake.
Wow.
Yeah. But by the way, we can't do candles because we have to follow rules.
Is that really true?
Yeah, not allowed to have candles in the studio.
Oh, boy.
I was wondering, just coming with a box. Happy birthday. That's going to be the new tradition, just throwing boxes of cake at people.
The rules that we break constantly, but we can't have a candle.
How are they going to know?
Huh? It's on TV, Don.
They're not watching.
Like a candle in the wind.
On TV.
The people that make the rules in this building are the people that come up with our punishment for picks.
We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you for the cake, Anthony. Thank you for the birthday wishes right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Wow, this Oreo cake is what you dream about.
Oh, man.
It's weep worthy.
With respect to Ray in North Carolina...
You going to eat on the air?
I'll tell you what.
We don't have plates. If you're wondering why we're eating out of cups.
Don, it really is. This is like the Masters.
Don, do you have any concern whatsoever about the Keith Hernandez situation? For those that haven't read it, contract impasse, it seems like, with SNY. Now, this happens a lot.
It does.
But remember, SNY is not owned by Steve Cohen. SNY is owned by the Wilpons. So, I mean, all the love and all the positive press that Garron and Keith get, they probably want to be paid.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they deserve so to be paid.
Keith wants to be paid.
It'd be tough to see Keith go, for sure, especially since Ronnie didn't do every game. So they would have to, obviously, you wouldn't just go with Ronnie and Gary. They'd have to bring in somebody else. And you look at the number of different people they had in the pre and post games because they didn't pay a ton of money. So... This is considered by many to be one of the best booths in baseball, and to break it up, especially when it looks like the Mets are going to go on a nice little run here, it's just be flat out stupid. I mean, how big a difference can it be? I mean, this is it. This is SNY. Okay, without the Mets, what are they? Honestly,
right?
Oh, the beer money.
I don't think that's on anymore.
Okay, you got the.
I'm not trying to make fun, but the Yes Network is the same thing. You know, the Yankees are the main draw. I mean, we do well. The Nets do well.
But we also have the Nets, yeah.
But SNY's got the Mets.
That's it.
You know, they got other shows, and they're good shows. There's a lot of good people that work there. But, you know, this is the thing they need to cultivate. And what can the difference be?
I actually texted him. I said, you want to come on? And he said, I should really keep a low profile. He said, it's going to work out one way or the other. And I said, well, yeah, of course, one way or the other, it's going to work out. It could work out bad, too.
The Wilpons have to be thinking, though, the first thing that popped into my head just now.
Why am I paying more money for
that? Also, where are you going?
But it might not. That might be it. Like, Keith might be like, listen, I enjoy doing this, but
I don't have to.
I don't have to do it. I can retire and live out in the Hamptons and enjoy the rest of my life.
Now, for the Wilpons, though, they're probably thinking... What's in it for us? We don't own the team anymore. The more money we pay him, the less money we make. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I wonder if Steve Cohen then jumps in and says to whatever the difference is, Keith, I'll pay it and you'll be an advisor to the Mets and the rest they can
pay. You can do that, right?
I guess you can do whatever you want.
Well, that's what you should do because, listen, I'm the big – we just had the conversation about Tom Brady. Like, Met fans not going to watch if Keith is gone. They're going to watch. But – baseball has competition for television because radio is a viability, right? So to get people to sit there and invest 3.5 hours in front of their television sets, if they're not happy with the announcers, they can go out and listen to the game on the radio if they want to. You know, so it can affect the number, maybe marginally, but it's such a respected booth, Michael. Do you really want to compromise that?
You know, money changes things. Again, I don't know. I mean, how much is the difference be? Is Keith asking for like... $3 million a year, and they're offering $1.5 million. I don't know. I mean, you can
understand SNY saying, "Listen, come on." But
I would say I shouldn't guess about people's salaries. So, but it can't be that much. But no. Keith, I think, also understands he's working out a position of strength because Met fans adore that booth. I think they adore that booth more than they adore the team at times.
They adore the booth. And they adore Keith. You know, Keith just had his number retired. They love him. He's a forever Met in their eyes, and he's a major part of that broadcast. And for it to go, and listen, they could put Todd Zeal in there, and he'll do a great job, and it's not going to really affect the number, but I think there's a reputation that's on the line, and for the network to do the right thing here.
The thing about baseball announcers is you do become part of the family. You're in their house every day for 6 or 7 months, if you include spring training. And if all of a sudden you disrupt the family vibe and it's somebody else, even if that somebody else is good, it's not the person that you spent, I don't know, the last 15 years with.
No, it's true. It's a lot of games.
Let's have fun here. Keith decides to walk away, go out to the Hamptons and enjoy himself.
Mm-hmm.
Who could you bring in?
I guess they could bring in Leiter.
At Hospodar?
Well, I mean, Zeal's already doing stuff.
If you want like a high-profile hire, you could, you know, Leiter left. Yes, to be around his son more. I don't know if he'd want to do it, but Leiter John Franco. Benny Agbayani. I don't think you bring in Benny. He lives in Hawaii.
Now, this is not that generation of Met, but he is very good and already works for SNY, has done some radio, as Terry Collins.
Yeah, he is very good.
Now, I don't know if he'd want to do that many games, but listen, they have options. I'm sure that's what SNY is saying. Listen, we got Todd Zeal,
but there's plenty of the Mets. You'd have to pay Mike Piazza a lot.
Would Strawberry ever do it?
No.
No.
He's doing well with the ministry.
Yeah, that's whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else from
86? Cone's locked in with yes?
Cone's locked in, yeah.
Oh, he's dialed in.
Yeah, we wouldn't let Cone leave.
No. Anyone else from 86 that you'd...
Howard Johnson now, right?
Yeah. Lenny Dykstra would make for a very interesting broadcast.
You know what? That would be something.
Lenny and Ronnie and Boop. Oh, the book. Yeah,
fireworks.
They'd be
fighting each other all the time. That'd be worth the watch.
I don't know if Doc would do it.
Don't talk to me that way.
Mookie is beloved.
Mm-hmm. I interviewed Mookie last year for the Doc. I thought he was pretty good. I don't know if that's something he does, but.
Well,
not everything has to be 86 either. You know, you can look beyond.
How about David Wright? What's he doing?
David Wright would be a home run, yeah. But I mean, it's hard to get that generation of player to do this because they made so much money.
No, you'd have to be doing it because you want to do it.
Right, right. Like, Alex wants to do this stuff.
Right.
He didn't need the money.
No, certainly not.
And David Wright made a truckload of money. I mean, to leave your family and travel and...
Where does David Wright live?
He lives on the West Coast somewhere.
Does he?
I believe so, yeah.
He was from Virginia. I don't know where he retired to.
Yeah. I might be wrong. I'll check it out.
If Keith leaves, they'll probably promote in-house. But I think they'll probably get something resolved. Unless, you know, Keith just doesn't want to do it. Unless the money's just outrageous. Tonya, and I can understand there being a budget.
Tonya, hate, Don, when these established, beloved broadcasters feel the need to go... make everyone jump through hoops and spend more money and make you think, are they going to stay? Are they going to go?
I hate it.
It's the absolute worst.
Yeah.
You can't get up from it practically.
No. I just gave myself a splinter that is probably going to get infected. So I have a stirrer that I use to mix into my Bigelow tea.
Yeah.
I just picked it up the wrong way and a piece of the metal, the wood went into my hand and I can't get it out. It's going to get infected. It's going to be a problem.
Is this another setup for you to be late coming back from the commercial again?
Really? When you actually know why I was late coming back, you're an evil, evil person. The reason I was on that phone was a personal emergency.
That was this break.
Yeah.
What about the one before that?
The same thing.
What do you think?
I'm trying to put out fires.
You think something like that gets resolved in one break?
Trying to save lives, okay? What a jerk.
I didn't know. He didn't tell me.
That's a nozzle move. Listen, for the fun of radio, it's always good to support Peter against you, but that would go against every fiber of my being.
I didn't know. I didn't know that was – I thought it was back-to-back breaks. There's been two or three he hasn't been ready on. Earlier, it was him watching old Eddie Murphy sketches.
You know, come on. The first one, that was a little tough to get up for.
Well, that's your discretion.
But when you know why.
I didn't.
You did.
No, that was this last one.
I just told you what was going on.
That was this last one. I didn't know it was the one from previous before that.
I'm talking to important people to try to put out really significant fire. Man.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.